Yo, you are listening to On My Way Home podcast, the best and only raw audio podcast that we just have a conversation. Give you my take on things. How's your day? How's my day? I'm driving home. How about you? That's what we do on this podcast. It's a nice, easy 10 to 12 minute listen where I yawn, talk about trending topics. What did we do? What are you doing? Engaging in the Anchor app with call-ins, engaging in Twitter questions, Instagram questions. It's all done in a matter of 10 mother loving minutes. So I'm driving. I had to call the wife beforehand. Let's go, big babies. You gotta merge. Let's go. And I yell at drivers. Hit the gas. Hit the gas. There's a semi coming. Have you ever driven on the expressway? Oh my lord, these people are special. And it's a dumb dude. Fuck you. All right, back to the show. Instagram, Do Work Schizo. Twitter, M Schizo. Hit it up. eBay, Do Work Schizo. DoWorkSkizzo. I'm actually not on my way home. I'm on my way to Costco, my favorite store in the world, to get some groceries. And then hopefully eat some din-din. Eat some din-din up in this mug. So yeah, so it's Friday, 5:30. And it is 40 degrees. Toledo, Ohio. Cold as shit in the spring. Suck it. I think Michigan got a couple inches of snow. It's crazy talk. That's cray-cray. That's cray-cray. I did not look at anything trending when I left. I had a couple ideas I was going to talk about because it would be a shorter one. Since Costco's about halfway to my house. One last thing. I got home at a decent time. Hung out with the kiddos. Ate some dinner. My little baby girl's a year old now. And she just goes, da-da, da-da. And crawls over and wants me to pick her up. So that's fun. Even though she doesn't look at me, I think she just uses me to look around. So I'm 6'3", 6'4", and she's 2 inches, whatever, fucking 24 inches. So she's using me, doesn't even like look at me, doesn't even hug me, just looks around. So I don't even think she actually wants to see me. I think she's excited to see me, because she's like, oh, there's that big-ass ladder. I'm going to pick me up, and I'm going to look around, see what the hell's going on. Where's my mama? That's pretty much what happens every time. It's still fun, though. I'll take it. I'll take it. People that don't connect with their kids, you just gotta love them. You gotta hug them and beat them. That's all you gotta do. Beat hugs. So, yeah, I'm real curious. I did read a little bit of the news earlier today about freaking Conor. We're just me talking UFC for the next like 5 minutes, then I'll be at my location. Freaking Conor McGregor. So one, and I don't remember the other guy's names, but freaking Nemegov, I don't know why I can't say his name, because it's fucking Russian. Him and Tony Ferguson, I guess. Nemegov's encountered one of Conor's best friends in the lobby, and he was supposed to be fighting and was talking some shit, I guess. That's according to whatever I read, like MMA Today or something. So Conor got a bunch of his thugs from Ireland and they flew here straight WWF style in the back and threw a fucking dolly through the bus that had three fighters in it, hit one dude in his face, laceration, glass in another dude's eye, and something else. Three dudes pulled from the fight, and there was a warrant out for his arrest. I think they turned himself in. But like, dude, like, how dumb are you? You let your emotions get to you. like that. Like, somebody does something, you get pissed. Like, I'm gonna beat his ass. But the time it takes you, get your fucking boys, get on a plane, fly to New York. I don't care if he was freaking in Ireland, LA, or freaking Rochester, shit. And you're still fucking freaking out? Like, you got some anger issues, man. Maybe that's why you're a fighter. But it's crazy. So be curious to see what happens. He's definitely not going to be kicked out. There's definitely not going to be any suspensions, but because he's too big. He's too big a name. But he's got to fight. That bitch ain't fought since 2016. Ferguson's got the interim title. Nemegov's going to bend. That dude's a beast. He's a beast. And I saw the interview after he heard about it. He's like, he had access. Why didn't he come talk to me? I'll talk to him. And said he had to go backstage and throw something at a bus. That doesn't seem smart. Sounded pretty funny. I should watch the video because that'll probably be funnier. I don't even know if he speaks English, though. But,
yeah.
So that's what's going on with, there's a fight tonight. No, no shit, it's tomorrow. Yeah, I want to watch it. I'm going to see all the coverage and see what they talk about. See if they, I'm assuming they'll bring that up. But Dana White was basically disgusted with it and hopes he gets arrested. So, we'll see. More to come on that. I initially, and I don't know, I still have my thoughts on, I feel like it was staged in a way where it just reminded me, I think I said this yesterday, of freaking WWF. They're backstage, there's the limos leaving, Stone Cold Steve Austin throwing the garbage can at the car, flicking them off. Like, that's just what it reminded me of watching the video. Bunch of guys with their phones out, recording it, him throwing some shit at a van, yelling at it. Feel like everything was set up, but throwing the dolly through the window. He aimed a little too high and wasn't supposed to break any of the glass. That's kind of my thoughts. Feel like he is supposed to hit the car, put in some, ooh, hold on, I'm pulling the parking lot. Aimed at the car and, hit the side and maybe damage it, but not actually hit a window and hurt some people. So, we'll see. More to come on that. But, alright peeps, I'm in my location. It's Friday. Let's go, you old hag. Fucking pull out before I hit you with my car. Friday, have a good weekend. Talk on Monday. Hit me up for a question of the day on Twitter at mschizo.
Peace!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.